Good morning, brethren.
Good morning, sister.
I tell you, I thank the Lord we're all together. Yes. Amen. We're all together. Amen. It's been a long time coming. So as we begin, would you, Brother Rich, open us with a word of prayer?
Sure. Heavenly Father, again, we do want to thank you. This is, like Sister Karen said, it's been a while since we've all been together because of illnesses or such things like that. And we thank you for it, Father. We know that we look forward to a gathering where we're going to be all together. That is, all those that believe, all those that call on your name, all those that have trusted in Christ Jesus as for their salvation, we're going to be together. We're going to be casting crowns at your feet. We're going to be singing praises to your name, Father, and we look forward to this.
Amen.
So right now, Father, as we do this smaller gathering, we just pray that you'll bless us, Father. We want to honor you in every way we can. We want to sing unto you, sing unto your glories, Father, and we want to be able to take in what the Spirit gives us, Father.
Amen.
And keep it.
Amen.
So we pray that you'll do this for us, Father. We know you'll do it for us, but we pray for it anyway.
Yes, amen.
And we do thank you for this, Father. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. I titled this morning, Just One Glimpse. Mm-hmm. How precious to the saints of God to recall that moment when you first caught that glimpse of God. Mm-hmm. The day when you honestly heard the word of God. Mm-hmm. The moment when the day star dawned in your heart.
Amen.
A great change was taking place, and we began a new journey. Putting off the old man and leaving the old things behind, we embarked on a wondrous journey that takes us from death unto life, from darkness to light, and the Spirit of our God was poured out upon us. It's good to remember these things.
Amen.
It's good to reflect about these things. Just one glimpse of this marvelous light has the power to dispel darkness, to convict men of sin. One glimpse can reveal to you that you are in need of a Savior. The power of seeing the Savior can bring the dead to life.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Never a man spake like this man.
Amen.
The Word of God has a powerful effect on the sons of men.
Amen.
If one responds to what is revealed, a great change occurs. Your sin is forgiven.
Amen.
Your heart is filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Amen.
You become a spring of living water, and you now stand before God clean and whole, accepted in the Beloved.
Amen.
As we abide in Christ, the glimpse will grow greater and deeper, being changed from the inside out.
Amen.
A glimpse of Christ can purge the conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
Amen.
For our conversation is in heaven, for whence also we look for the Savior,
Amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself.
Amen.
Christ can take out a stony heart and put in a heart of flesh.
Amen.
A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. As we see Christ, as we abide in him, the more God is able to reveal himself to us and show us of heavenly things. The more we see, the greater our perfection, and the closer to home we become.
Amen.
What mortal man can you catch a glimpse of that can have such a great and powerful perfecting effect on humanity? None.
Yeah.
None but Jesus.
Amen.
Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
With this so great salvation, why would you die?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you choose death when life has been made possible by the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ?
Amen.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
Amen.
For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven.
Amen.
If just one glimpse of God in His Christ can have such a monumental impact on the hearts and minds of men, we can only imagine the impact it will have when the saints see Him face to face.
Amen. Amen.
For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Each time we experience trial, testing, and in times when you feel as though you're in a desert, we must try to see Jesus in it.
Amen.
This is where we get our strength, our joy, and peace.
Amen.
This will help our hearts and minds to rejoice because we are suffering for Christ's sake.
Amen.
And if we suffer with Him, we will reign with Him.
Amen.
Each time we see Christ, we are seeing a greater image of our God and Father.
Amen.
This glimpse is not a one-time occurrence. It's the continuous glimpses of God in Christ throughout our sojourn here that empowers us to press on.
Amen.
Amen.
For those who respond to this call in this life will shout with joy, this is our God, we have waited for Him.
Amen.
For those who refuse to take advantage of God's provision will be shouting for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, but to no avail.
Amen.
God can see you no matter where you are.
Yes, amen.
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of Him to whom we have to do.
Amen.
Our precious remembrance of our first glimpse, our beginnings, are so very precious to us. And it's a reckoning point for our soul. And yet, our remembrance that we hold so dear will pale from our view when we behold the face of our Savior and King in the fullness of all His glory and splendor. I exhort you, I implore you, keep looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.